It's Tuesday, the 1st of July, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm feeling moved to talk this morning because I've just listened to a boo by James, also known as Syzygy, where he talked about Facebook and his thoughts about the news that Facebook undertook a social experiment on a number of its users a couple of years ago, where it started tweaking people's timelines. It was all done in conjunction with two American universities, and it's proper official research. But they were tweaking users' timelines to see if users were presented with more sad stories or more happy stories, if that tweaked the way the users interacted with Facebook and the kind of stories they posted themselves. So, kind of an interesting experiment, but the whole controversy is around Facebook just doing this without effectively asking for permission in any way. And James went on to talk about Facebook's manipulation of the timeline and how there is a constant battle between the users and Facebook, where Facebook is constantly updating its algorithm that says what of your friends and your liked pages and what updates you see in your timeline. And users are basically sitting there going, look, I just want to see everything. I don't want to miss stuff. And James is talking about this and whether he should be doing something other than Facebook, whether there are alternatives to Facebook. And I was listening to James talking, thinking, this is very similar to a post that I have sitting in my drafts on my blog at the moment. I've got a post in there which is kind of, it's not you, it's not me, Facebook, it's you. It's kind of the working title for it. And it's all about that kind of thing. I am so frustrated with Facebook. I hate that I miss updates from my friends and family. At the end of the day, Facebook is the social network where I am most connected and most engaged with my friends and my family. There are a number of friends and family whom I only interact with on Facebook. There are, distant relatives. My mother's on Facebook. My aunts and uncles are on Facebook. My cousins are on Facebook. I've met up with friends who I lost touch with after school through Facebook. It is very much that kind of close-knit network, and the people I'm friends with on Facebook, I want to see their news. I want to see what they're up to. I want to see what they're doing. And I find it so frustrating because I will go over to my mum's house and my mum will say, oh, did you see such and such an update from your cousin on Facebook today? And I'm like, no, I didn't get shown that one. And I think because my mum is connected to she's connected to fewer people than I am. So I think she sees generally more updates. And I can't get Facebook to show me updates from the people I care about. And it's hugely frustrating. And in a fit of pique, a couple of months ago, I just went through and I found all the brand pages and everything that I had liked. And I just unliked hundreds of them because, you enter a competition, and to enter the competition, you have to like a brand on Facebook. And I was like, I don't want to see Pampers nappies updates over my friends and family. That's not what I use Facebook for. So I tried doing this, and I'm not sure it's got any better at all. I have to say, I have, I've unliked all these brand pages, but Facebook is still tweaking with what I see, and I find it mind-numbingly irritated. But I'm kind of like James in that I can't leave because of the people I'm connected to there, because of the connections that I have and the interactions that I have, the groups that I'm a member of, the things that I do. I'm a reasonably early adopter of stuff. I try new things. I test things out. I tried app.net, but I couldn't get into it. I really couldn't. I couldn't find people to engage with. It was like walking into a party and not knowing anybody and not knowing how to get started. So I didn't get on very well with that. I quite like Google+. I have to say, loads of people give Google a lot of stick. And, I'm not sure in the bigger picture if they're any better or worse than Facebook. It's quite a nice platform, and I'm connecting with friends over there, and at least it shows me everything or gives me some control over it. I can put people into groups and I can say, right, show more of this group in my timeline, show less of this group in my timeline, and I can manually tweak my own timeline. I have much more control and I'm much happier with it. But unfortunately, you know, the people who are on Facebook don't want to go to Google Plus because they're already on Facebook. So you get kind of stuck in this situation. Now, I think coming back to the question of can we trust Facebook now we've found out they've been experimenting on people, I'm not sure we could ever trust Facebook, if I'm perfectly honest. You know, as James says, they're basically giving us a service for free. The way they are making their money is out of us, out of our likes, out of our social interaction, and they're selling our data to advertisers and to brands and to people who want to force their message out. So, you know, it's making sure we see what we want to see is not in Facebook's best interest. And we've seen time and time again them messing up their privacy settings and changing things, and suddenly updates that you thought were private aren't. And, you know, I don't think we should ever trust any social network. I really don't. Any free social network are making, they're making money out of us. And so we shouldn't be trusting them. But, you know, I think we're all kind of stuck in this situation where, yes, we don't trust them, but we can't actually leave because that's where the friends are now. And, I don't know what the answer is. I mean, I've discovered a sort of linking software which will link Google Plus out to Twitter and Facebook. I think it's called Friends Plus Me. Fplus.me, I think, is where you find it. And that means I can post an update on Google Plus with particular hashtags, and it will then sync across to Twitter or Facebook or both if I want to. And I'm sort of trying to build up my presence on Google Plus while still being on Facebook and Twitter. And I know people generally don't like this whole putting the same information on different networks. So I try to do it selectively and not with everything. I never broadcast everything from one network to another, with the exception of some of my blog posts. But we'll talk about that later. Anyway, I would love there to be more people to interact with on Google Plus, because part of the reason people don't like Google Plus is because there's no interaction, but there's no interaction because people aren't using it. So, but like I said, I don't know that Google Plus is the answer anyway. I just know it's an alternative, I think. I don't really have a point other than, yeah, Facebook is hugely frustrating. And I also find Facebook frustrating from the point of view of somebody who has a page. You know, my blog has a page, and I have somewhere over 200 people who have clicked like on my blog page, which means that they like my blog, hopefully, and want to see updates from it. And when I post a new blog post to my page on Facebook, something like 10 or 15 people see it. And that's really, really disheartening when you think, you know, I've got an audience there who want to see my updates and they're just not being shown them all the time. And I appreciate, again, that Facebook's in this messy situation where brands are using it, and you don't want, you know, Pampers nappies, for want of any other example, to be able to put out updates that were seen by everybody whenever they want, because then they won't be paying Facebook's advertising fees. But, you know, as a little individual content producer, just trying to get your content out there is really, really difficult, and it's very frustrating. So I don't see Facebook going anywhere, at least until people like my mother, and I hope she doesn't mind me using her as an example, but the community that's on Facebook will not move somewhere until people like my mother are prepared to try a different social network. And it's going to take a hugely long time for that to happen, if it ever happens at all. So I think we're kind of stuck with Facebook. I think we should be cautious what information we give Facebook, and treat every interaction as something that Facebook could monetize and could use the information about. But I'm not sure if there's really an answer. So, thanks for voicing your thoughts, James. It made me kind of think about my thoughts as well. And, I'd like to hear what other people think about this. What do you think about Facebook? Do you use Facebook? Do you use other networks instead? Where should we be looking? Anyway, I've arrived at work. I'm now sat in my car in the car park recording. So I'm going to stop now, and I will talk to you all again soon. Bye for now.